Our next item is Waters Run subdivision.
I know I'm breaking rules first time. Do we get a chance to speak?
No.
No.
The short answer is no.
Here's the issue. It's on under other business, so it's not a public hearing, and that's certainly an option that the commission has if they feel like it's a substantial enough change. It can go the public hearing route. The applicant can apply for it, and then everybody will have an opportunity to speak. But that's not how it's teed up right now.
No.
Well, you're going to. I'm trying to speak anyway. All right.
I'm letting you.
Okay.
For about 25 words.
25 words. Okay.
24 words. 3, 2, 1. You're down to about 20 now.
Who can I speak to privately to give my concerns?
After the meeting, you can speak to anybody you want.
Many of us are here with the understanding that there would be public forum.
I was well aware of that, and that's why I said what I said in the beginning, because I don't want you to feel.
But is there a way to bring that up to a public hearing that at a later date when we can express our views? Because I think there are a lot of issues that now
have a public hearing.
Well, sir, yes, there is, and that would be to have a public hearing.
I mean, and it may be that the commission decides that that's the way to go, ultimately, and that way everybody gets an opportunity to speak. So, I mean, here's the issue. I mean, we can't have a public hearing, and it doesn't have any reference to everybody here with an interest. You know, I don't want you to think that the commission or the county is not giving the people here an opportunity to speak, because that's not it. Procedurally, it's on the agenda as an other business item. And that's the way it's on the agenda for Freedom of Information Act purposes and everything else. It's not on there for a public hearing. If we turn it into a public hearing, contrary to the way it's on the agenda, anything we do would be invalid. So, you know, we've got to protect the integrity of the
record.
I'm not for it. So anyway, I don't want you to think that we're not allowing people an opportunity to speak. We just don't want to create more problems with the agenda.
No. Yeah. Nobody else is speaking because if we keep on, it's going to be construed as a public hearing. We're going to be in trouble. So that being said, Mr. Johnson, would you like to make a motion?
I'd like to make another motion, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, concerning Holland Mills subdivision reconsideration request to delete sidewalks, my motion is that a public hearing be scheduled for this matter, and that the applicant or the developer would do this presentation for his request, providing information about the original application as well as what is now being proposed. All that being which, I will give the public an opportunity to speak.
And the developer to present testimony, to present witnesses, present to experts, whatever he wants to do, too.
Exactly. I mean,
it's for everybody. It's for both sides.
As well as those that might be in opposition to.
And there may be people, once it's advertised as a public hearing, we may have even more folks show up. You never know.
Question. So if we were to vote favorably on Mr. Johnson's motion, that would require an application fee. It would be advertised, would go through the queue and come back before us so that both either advocates or opponents would have the opportunity to be present, which is the public hearing forum.
That's
we
correct.
Go through
well,
that way.
That's true, and that's the way it is. There's not much we can do about
just
that.
To clear
and,
that up.
If the developer wants relief from the sidewalks, well, this is what he's going to have to do. So, or wants to try to get relief from the sidewalks. All right, do we have a second?
Second motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to require a public hearing for the Holland Mills subdivision reconsideration request to delete sidewalks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Question. You have two motions, you didn't avoid the first motion.
That's true.
All right.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the...
I thought you withdrew your first motion.
Yeah, I thought you did withdraw. Did you not?
Did you withdraw your first
motion? Not officially.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
But, Mr. Chairman, concerning my first motion... requesting a deferral of action on this matter, I hereby withdraw that.
And do you withdraw your second?
Well, I withdraw my second. Technically, we did defer. We just deferred for 2 or 3 minutes.
That's true. Okay, let's see how finely we can slice it. All right. Okay, the first motion is withdrawn. The second motion to require public hearing is passed. Those of you with an interest in Holland Mills, It will be rescheduled at a later date. It will have to be advertised. It will not be in the next 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks. It'll probably take 2 or 3 months to get on the schedule. So just be watching. The county website is an excellent place to see all the meeting agendas, and you just look for the it'll appear as Holland Mills Subdivision.
Letters will go out.
In fact, you all, yeah, that's right. That's right. You all get letters. You'll get a letter. You will get a letter. So,
plus a fancy yellow sign out front.
That's right, and you'll get a yellow sign and all that stuff. Now, I know that as soon as we move on, you're all going to want to get up and leave, and something about standing up that makes your mouth start going, okay? I'm going to ask you to try to overcome that urge, because we still have other business. So if you're going to leave, I'd just appreciate if you would do it quietly. And thank you all for coming out. It's impressive. Our next item.